All right. We're talking with Todd Elliott, and Todd, is the you're the owner or co-owner of Warren's Restaurant in downtown Manitowoc.
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what brought you to Manitowoc?
We were looking for another place to live, maybe downsize a little bit. Found Wisconsin, and then my wife stumbled upon Warren's being for sale. So that's kind of like how it began.
Have you been in the restaurant business before or in some way connected to the restaurant industry?
I started off in the restaurant industry and then ended up going to college and went into corporate America. So I've kind of done the circle.
Aspect of it and what you had to do in your previous job.
First of all, I don't compare anything from Los Angeles to as far as career-wise, I bring a lot to the table because I was in corporate America for 21 years, building career, CEO, CFO, and then my wife got sick. Had to take care of the kids, so I had to become Mr. Mom without any notice. To do both, I went into self-employment. I did that for 21. So that's how that career started. I had to do both.
Now, the commute time, what a difference between Manitowoc and L.A.
There's no comparison.
Talk about that a little bit.
In California, it's rush hour traffic 24 hours a day. Your 5 o'clock commute looks like a Sunday morning in California. There's no comparison, and we like that. We like this small town.
So you mentioned that you wanted to come to Wisconsin. What made you want to come to Manitowoc specifically?
funny story. I took a vacation about 6 years ago, and I was in a little town in Alabama, Fort Payne, Alabama. It's smaller than Manitowoc, and within days I fit in. The locals, except for not having the accent, thought I was born and raised there. And I always had it in my mind. I'm thinking, I like that small town feeling. So when I did the research on Manitowoc, it fit what I liked there, a little bigger, and the people here are great. We love the people here.
Let's talk about Warren's, the history of Warren's. And I know you took over for, I think the Williams had it.
Barry Williams, yes.
Barry Williams had it before. And,
yes. Yes.
They did so many good things here.
Yes.
In years past, but could you get Mary Williams and Hodgman, or how was that?
It was a simple transfer. We really didn't talk during the transition, but we did have a conversation when I got here. And my message to her was, we appreciate everything that she's done. We studied the history of Warren's before we bought it, and that was part of the attraction. It's historical. And the thing that we've done to get ourselves knowledgeable is we talk to the people. Everywhere I go, I ask them about what they think of Warren's, where it's been, and where they want it to go. So part of our remodel and our rebranding, so to speak, is based upon the people. We want to give the people in Manitowoc what they want. So that's kind of like how that came about.
You mentioned what the people want and the future. Where do you see Warren's going from here?
Once we're done with the fundamental of business, we're redoing the brand here. We're keeping the name. We're keeping the employees. We're going to expand the hours. Not change the menu because everybody likes the menu, but we're going to upgrade it. We're going to do a fish fry on Friday nights, which I hear is pretty popular here. And we're also going to be doing a 12-ounce ribeye Saturday night. What we're hearing and how we're going to connect it together is they're proud. They want to be part of it. You know, and that's the reason why we're staying open and why we're doing the remodel. We want everybody to come in and see the change, and we're going to grow it together. It's my understanding in the late 50s. That's the best that I know of.
So it's the diner feeling. It does. So you're looking at
It's, yeah, about 60 years, yes.
60 years, yeah.
Right.
When did you officially take over business?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, so we're talking July 1st?
It was like July 3rd.
July 3rd, okay. Right before the big 4th of July.
Yes.
Anything else that you want to ask?
I'm trying to remember. I don't... can't think of anything right now.
Are you moved in now? You've got a place here?
That's another thing we made a commitment to. We want, even though we're kind of outsiders because we come from California, our house is 6.5 minutes away. We bought it the same day we bought this restaurant. So we want to live here, and we want to work here, and we want to be part of the community. We want to fit in.
That's outstanding. And how many people do you employ right now? I see you're looking for more people.
We are. We're short-staffed. I took on the original staff, and I would say maybe seven total, but six of them are part-time. So that's a work in progress. We definitely need, we're going to beef the staff, not only in the mornings, but add a night crew as well.
Talk about your family. You're married, obviously.
I am.
And do you have some children that came along with
you? Yes. I had two children with my first wife. Carmen is my co-owner and my wife, so with the dual role.
Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Carmen does this too. Right now she's dealing with the house. One of my kids is 26. She's in Arizona, and my other son is still in California.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say?
We're proud to be here, and we're going to work hard every single day to get the trust back and to make people proud of Warren's and us as well.
Yeah. It's got a tremendous history, as we touched on earlier.
And we're not changing that.
Yeah, one more thing. You had mentioned expanding the hours. What do you think the new time slot's going to be?
We're going to start off with the weekends. And then as we head into the fall, we want to promote the college and the pros. So whenever the Packers or the Badgers play, we're going to have specials here. We're bringing in televisions. So it's going to have that sports feel as well.
Thank you, sir.